In part one of this story, we played an excerpt of a telephone interview I conducted with Vreeland on KPFA's What's the Verdict with Wendell Harper and Amanda Elliott. The interview was broadcast live on June 5, 2002. We now broadcast an expanded version of the excerpt. The voice of the second woman is that of co-host Amanda Elliott.
We have brought back tonight Lieutenant Delmarte Mike Vreeland to discuss a document that utterly destroys the government's claims that they did not have information that was sufficiently specific to ward off the September 11th attacks. Lieutenant Vreeland, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm fine, but you had an assassination attempt last week. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. A few weeks ago, you sent to me a document I have in my hand now. It is in Russian, but there is plainly here in Arabic numbers 9/11/2001. Now, I had this document translated by a Russian native, but before we get into what it says, please tell me how you acquired the document.
Well, when I went over to Moscow to do what I was originally sent there for, I picked up another courier pouch to bring back, because all I was doing was, I mean, basically I'm just a courier. But I was sent over to Moscow to do something specific on a defense program to get some designs. And I ended up acquiring those documents from another agent to bring back to the States, which were in another pouch that he could have brought back. But instead of him leaving and coming back, I brought them back. He stayed.
Okay. And when and how did you discover the contents of this document?
The first week of December.
2000?
Yes. Basically, it was during the very first meeting in December when I was supposed to meet someone in Toronto, and only one person showed up. When that didn't happen, and I called to get information and direction on what I was supposed to do with the documents, considering the meeting didn't go as planned. I was told to just hand it over to one person. I didn't like it, so I basically scanned and copied everything. I opened everything, and then I was ordered to go back to the meeting and hand them over anyway, which I did not. I went back to the meeting a second time. When I went back the second time, I went without anything at all. And I guess my feelings were right, because when I got there, I was arrested. I was surrounded by everybody and their brother and arrested, and they found nothing. I did it pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to start reading parts of this memo now. Again, I had it translated by a native Russian who is not a journalist, has nothing to do with this story, knew nothing about what I was handing over, and this is what I got back. And I'm only going to read parts that either could have been, could have happened in the past or are happening now or we know have happened. There's some stuff here that refers to the future, and we don't have it verified. Could be disinformation, so I'm not going to say anything about it right now. The initial strike or attack will be started at the WTC on 9/11/2001 by our brothers in faith. 3 Mile Island and Pentagon are as well the goals that we will not miss at the initial terroristic stage of our attack. If everything goes as planned, the attack will work. After Americans who undoubtedly will think that Osama is to be blamed and will start a war with his group, there stands the Russian Empire to gain the first fruit of war and money promised by the Americans. It goes further on down to say Lieutenant Vreeland will become a wanted criminal. All his Navy records will disappear. 3 Mile Island and the Pentagon as well. So we know they hit the Pentagon. We know they hit the WTC. We also know that you wrote down, let one happen, stop the rest. Do you think they succeeded in stopping Flight 93 from reaching that goal?
Yes, I do.
The initial strike or attack will be started at the WTC on 9/11/2001 by our brothers in faith. That is very date-specific, target-specific. Did you communicate this to Canadian or American intelligence?
Yes, I did. I most definitely.
And did they
blow to their face? My lawyers told them to their face what was going on. They knew what was going on.
Did they blow you off this time?
As far as the Canadian government goes, as far as I know, the two officers, Corporal Kispel and his partner, basically, as far as I know, they informed the United States and Ottawa immediately through the RCMP and NSIS and CSIS.
Now, was this document translated for you by someone who speaks Russian, or do you speak Russian?
There were several different forms of translations done to the document, electronic and otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So we now can say that we have a document that is date-specific, target-specific with respect to the World Trade Center. You communicated this to Canadian intelligence, and Canadian intelligence communicated this to the American government. Is that what we're saying?
Without a doubt. The Canadians did their job, but I think they were pressed down by the U.S. government. They did their job. There's no questioning the Canadian government did their job. I took a long look at it and went back through the files that I have and the communications they had with the states and how the whole role played out. I know that those two individuals did their job. There's no question about it. They transmitted the information just like they should, and they did.
And do you know to which agency they transmitted the information?
I know definitely that the Secret Service had it. I know the FBI had it. I know the DOD had it. I know it all went from Ontario to Ottawa, from Ottawa to the Canadian Embassy in Washington, D.C., and it was just melted everywhere.
And this was how long prior to the attacks, about?
A good month, easily a month before. Mm-hmm. I mean, I told them to their face a month before. I mean, they verbally said it in front of individuals who have verified it.
Let me ask you this. This letter mentions you specifically. It says, Lieutenant Vreeland will become a wanted criminal. All his Navy records will disappear. They do seem to be, when you were with us, you said Vernon Clark is disavowing you were ever in the Navy. How does it feel to see your life being described this way in this memo?
Well, naturally, I don't like what's going on. You'd have to look at my whole life and everything I've done. And I've never claimed to be an angel. Never said I've done anything. I've never done anything wrong. All right. I mean, in my job and what I was doing, of course, I've done things wrong. I see them destroying my life, and I see my name in the memo, and I look at it either it's a definite positive or it's a definite positive disinformation memo, one of the two.
Vreeland was no angel, and he was no James Bond. But he came up with some information. He tried to report it, and others tried to help him. They were all rebuffed, and what they tried to prevent, a great loss of life, occurred. And the circumstances surrounding this case do not suggest negligence or incompetence, but rather deliberate malfeasance.